This is a great phone scam. We got an email from a person who said that this guy's had some problems with his apartment.
He's been having so many problems. One of them, at the very least, he's supposed to have a maintenance guy in his apartment working on his water heater. She told us the exact time that he was supposed to be in there so that we can call him as the maintenance guy.
Take a listen to this. It's 627.
And now, here's another world-famous Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Phone scam.
Hey, hello.
Hi, is Barry Pomp there, please?
Yeah, this is Barry.
Hey, Barry, it's Nick Shoemate from the apartment complex. I'm in your apartment and just checked out the water heater.
Great. Did you get it all fixed?
Yeah, it's just a circuit thing. And, you know, we want to apologize for the problems, but we got it all fixed now. It's working fine.
Great.
Question for you, though.
Yeah.
You have a dresser in the back bedroom. It's the tall one. It doesn't really match the rest of the furniture. Is that for sale by any chance?
No, it's not for sale. What did the water heater need?
Oh, just a little rewiring. It's all fixed up now. It's just a circuit problem.
Well, what the hell are you doing in my bedroom?
I had to throw my shirt in the washer. I got some grease on the sleeve, so I just threw it in. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah, I mind. I mean, you're supposed to be in there fixing my water heater, not in my bedroom. The water heater's not anywhere near my bedroom.
Yeah, well, I don't live on site, and I don't have a washer or dryer anywhere nearby, so I just went in to use yours and just cleaning my shirt. I just had to take my shirt off and throw it in your dryer. So I'll be out of here in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, you need to get your shirt and get out of there now if everything's fixed.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here now. I'll get the shirt and I'm be on my way.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Great, okay, thanks. Thanks, Barry.
Hello.
Hey, Barry, it's Nick again from the apartment maintenance.
Yeah, Nick.
You have some cashew chicken here in the fridge. How old is that?
Now you're in my fridge?
Yeah, I saw the cashew chicken here, and I was just wondering if you mind if I have some.
Well, hell yeah, I mind. I thought you were done and you were leaving.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for my shirt. It's still in the dryer, so I just wanted to try and, get some lunch.
Get some lunch? What the hell was that now?
Just a Diet Coke.
Now you're drinking my Coke? I mean, you know, what's your supervisor's name?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I guess it's kind of out of line.
You're damn right it's out of line.
Can I just finish this? Because if I put it back in the fridge, it's going to go flat.
You know what? Why don't you take the Coke with you and get the out of my apartment.
Okay.
Now.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get my shirt and I'll be out of here.
Damn right you're sorry. Go.
Okay.
Get out of there.
All right. Sorry, Barry. Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Barry. I was walking out the door, swear to God, and I wanted to tell you, your mother-in-law called and she said she can't watch Jeff and Tyler until 8 o'clock on Friday.
Now you're answering my phone?
No, I went back and played your messages.
You did what?
It rang when I was in the laundry room, and I couldn't hear it, so I wanted to make sure it wasn't for me, because I had paged someone.
And you gave my number?
Yeah, and I just typed in your number on their pager, because I knew I'd be here for a little bit.
Good God almighty.
Yeah.
Get the out of my apartment.
Wait, can you hang on? That's your other line. Hang on a second.
Wait, don't. Man, I got some in my apartment, supposed to fix a water heater. He's been in my bedroom, eating my food, drinking my Cokes. Man, this guy's nuts. This guy's freaking nuts.
Hey, Barry?
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to subscribe to the free press?
No, I don't want to subscribe to the free press.
They have a special they're offering.
Get the out of my apartment.
Okay, I just got this guy on the other line.
Well,
and
well, don't answer it.
Okay, hold on.
You guys ask me if I want to subscribe to the free press. He's played my answering machine. This guy's freaking nuts.
Okay, Barry, I got rid of the sales guy for you. This is the cutest picture of you on the mantle. Who's the hot girl you got with you?
Excuse me?
There's a picture here on the mantle. It's a beautiful woman with you. Is that like your girlfriend or?
Yeah, that's my girlfriend. You know what? I tell you what. What's the name of your supervisor? Because this is bullshit.
Whoa, no reason for the attitude. I fixed your water heater. I mean,
Yeah, but you've been through my whole
simple
apartment.
Thank you would be nice or something.
No. What do you mean a thank you? I mean, you've traipsed through my whole apartment, you've eaten my chicken, you've taken my Diet Cokes. Get the out of there.
Okay.
You need to leave.
Yeah,
now.
Okay. Well, can I just give you, I'll give you then a number if you have any problems with the water heater again.
Get the out of my apartment.
Well, okay, but first I just got to tell you one more thing while I got you on the line. That's that you've been the victim of a Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
What?
Hey,
Barry. Oh, man.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
You've been phone scammed.
You guys.
Your girlfriend told us that you had the water heater being worked on today, and she put us up to it.
She's going to get hers tonight.
Oh, wait, bad. Barry, can you hold on?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.